GCastRadio.com presents GCRN Wars. Two geek topics will be challenged. The ultimate battle will come to pass. One shall stand, one shall fall.
I'll crush you with my bare hands!
Perhaps someday you will, but not today!
Wait, I still function!
Most interesting!
Hello and welcome to GCR and Wars, Episode 11, the 80s cartoon villains grand finale tournament of champions, and we are going to be crowning the champion this time around. Steve, why don't you talk about the voting? Because part of this is my fault.
Okay, well, are you talking about the mass shift in one day?
The influx, yeah.
Okay, well, I checked the forum one day, and it was kind of slow. I mean, there was maybe like, I don't know, 30-some people, maybe 40 that had voted. The grand total of votes at this point is 130. Now, mind you, at this time, it was Skeletor at, it was like, I think 16 and Megatron at 17. It was quite odd to me. I was like, oh, somebody's actually going to make this a run for the money. 2 days later, there was a call put out, and it happened to be to a Transformer toy reviewer.
Well, he doesn't just review Transformers.
I know, but he does. But he that's
a friend of mine on YouTube.
That. But in any case, it jumped massively in one direction.
Basically,
so now you are at fault. Now the fans can be mad at you.
No, because
it
all
was still
is
fans that voted.
Yeah. All okay. Look, I'm gonna go through.
He just had this particular guy spread the word on YouTube.
I had him post on his fan page on Facebook. I said, "Hey, can you post about this? Blah 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 blah. It's the finals. You know who really wins?" And his post on Facebook reached 2,310 people. Okay. All he said was, okay, guys, it's the finals. Megatron versus Skeletor. Show the world why Megs is the best. So he's kind of a little one-sided. That's his opinion. But out of that, we got, whatever votes we got. But still, it comes down to the people that go to the website and click on whatever name they want to click on. So it's, you know, it's not like us. It's not like, you know, and Steve can totally do this. It's not like Steve going to, you know, seven different IP, you know, using seven different IP addresses and voting seven different times. It has nothing to do with that. I only voted once. Everyone else only voted once, as far as I know. You know, so it's like one of those things where that's the final was the most votes we ever got, right? 130?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was quite interesting, to say the least.
Yeah. Do you know what the total, like, overall the entire tournament, like, between everything, what the total votes was?
I feel like this tournament was now brought to us by Fox News.
Okay. The overall total casted votes between every round, not breaking it down, total voters, 813 for the entire tournament.
Wow. That's awesome.
Not too shabby.
No, not too bad. Not too bad for first shot. I will say that this is the most votes we've had in a round since, I would say, Mumra versus Monstar, and Megatron against Psykill, and Shredder and Tex-Mex, where they were in the 70s.
I would also like to point out that none of us in round one, well, Birdman didn't know about it at the time because he didn't know where to go to vote. Birdman doesn't count, but none of us, of the rest of us, Neil, myself, Kevin, or Steve, voted for Skeletor in round one. None of us did. None of us thought Skeletor could make it this far. Everybody thought that Hordak was going to be here, or obviously Hordak would have beaten Skeletor. So the fact is, Skeletor is the ultimate underdog when it comes to this tournament.
Yeah, I definitely didn't vote for him in the first round, but I did vote for him in the quarters and in the semis.
Right. All right. Shall we just get right to it, Steve?
Yes. The grand total, which honestly, I didn't see it being that a shocker of who was going to win. I did see a shock at how wide the gap was. I knew it was going to end up this way just for the fact that I had the art done 2 weeks ago. right at the end of, actually before the end of the previous round, I had that round's art done and this art's done. So I knew this was going to happen. We have Skeletor with a raging 24 votes and Megatron with 106.
Wow.
Gee, this wasn't a blowout at all.
Fusion cannon to the face.
Let the hate mail begin.
You know what? It's on somebody else's head.
Feedback at geekcastradio.com.
So well, after beating Hordak, King Zarkon, and Cobra Commander, Skeletor falls prey just like Psykill, Shredder, and Mumm-Ra to Megatron's fusion cannon.
Yes.
That's right.
They have been made Megatron's bitch.
Dun dun dun.
I will point out, though, that if this, regardless of the voting, if this was just us choosing, I would have loved for this to turn out the other way, because one of my buddies from Radio Free Cybertron, Ender, he pointed out to me, he commented on the website and said, Skeletor should win this hands down because Starscream's just going to shoot Megatron in the back.
I could see that happening if he was allowed into the arena.
True.
Yeah, I mean, looking back at the whole tournament, obviously there would have been some cool matchups that I would have liked to see. I really would have liked to see Megatron versus Lone Star at some point. Just because size-wise and body composition, they're the closest to each other. And again, it would have been cool to somehow see like Shredder versus Skeletor or Shredder versus Cobra Commander. Those would have been some
like Shredder versus Cobra Commander, the battle of the faceplates.
Yeah, those would have been some epic battles, or like Avenger against Mumm-Ra or something like that. I mean, there were some cool matchups that could have happened, but I'm not surprised, obviously, that Megatron made it on this part. And I wasn't sure if Skeletor would be able to get past Cobra Commander and the Legion of G.I. Joe fans, but
yeah, what the fuck happened there?
G.I. Joe fans failed G.I. Joe. What's on Joe Mind needs to change its whole premise and whole project. Those G.I. Joe fans are fucking dead to me because they didn't come to Cobra Commander's aid whatsoever.
I'm sure they will when it comes to, you know, having, you know, the actual G.I. Joes.
Yeah.
After all, they're not what's on Cobra's mind.
Well, still, but they like villains just like we do. Another thing that, again, Ender pointed out to me, he, the entire tournament, because he was paying attention to it, even though he didn't comment on any of the posts, he was paying attention to it. He told me he was rooting for Venger against Megatron in the finals because you'd have Peter Cullen versus Frank Welker.
That would have been cool. And we did dodge the multiple opportunities for people to battle themselves as well. Mainly just Chris Latta, though, I guess.
Yeah.
That would have been funny.
Yeah. Before we get to what's happening next on GCR and Wars, why don't we go around the table and get final thoughts on this tournament overall from beginning to end, starting with the Birdman there. What do you think about this whole breakdown?
I think that some of these were inevitable. I mean, I kind of wish the tournament bracket was actually a little bit bigger, just so we could have got more kind of people in there. But it, unfortunately, things like this, it's going to come down to popularity. I'm not surprised Cobra Commander made it far. I'm not surprised basically, you know, any of the iconic 80s franchises, not surprised at all. Some of the other guys, I don't know. Like, I would have liked to have seen Lex Luthor in this because he was in the Super Friends.
Well, that will come into play in a future 90s tournament.
Yeah, all right then. Then I'm fucking totally on board with like that one. yeah, I don't know. I mean, I had fun doing this, though. I mean, this was it's a pretty cool idea. I was actually saying to Steve before we recorded this, if we could have started this earlier, I think we could have almost done almost two tournaments, because we could have had the A bracket, we could have had like the losers bracket, and I kind of wonder who would have won out of them. I'm going Cobra Commander personally.
That's Yeah, that's interesting. We should do that the rest of the year. No, that should actually. You know what, Mike? That's an Kev. That needs to be the next tournament. The loser's bracket from this.
Well, I mean, we could do that too in the future when we do other tournaments. We could have a loser's bracket going on at the same time. Just given that thought, this is how it probably would have pinned down. It depending on how you set it up and how it goes. On the one side, you'd have Hordak with a huge advantage, probably ending up going against Venger, and on the other side, you'd have Shredder and Monestar. If it was set up similar to how this bracket was set up and they just kind of advanced instead. So those would have been some interesting matchups. I think Monestar would be tough to beat.
He would eat Shredder.
Yeah, he would be tough to beat, that's for sure. And Hordak would be tough to beat too. So I don't know how that would have played out, but yeah.
Hordak and Venger, I think, would have been a better first round.
Well, this is what we discovered when we did when I've done things like this in the future. Like I said, I've done Transformers tournaments where it's just all Transformers characters, and we basically discovered that you have to take out the popularity factor to a point. When we did our Transformers one, we immediately eliminated Megatron, Optimus Prime, and a couple characters like that, so that it was basically, you know, the leaders or, you know, any combiners, that type of stuff. We try to level the playing field as much as possible, and that's obviously something that we will try to do going forward. But this was a pretty level playing field since each person was, you know, the main villain from their cartoon. We weren't right. doing a tournament within a certain franchise or universe, which may happen in the future. But yeah, it's a learning process, and we will have tournaments that are more than 16. 16 is basically the least amount of participants we would have. But there may be somewhere we have 32 and or 64.
I just can't imagine us doing like a 64 bracket. You guys, we'd have to do it like twice a week or some ridiculous thing like that.
Well, or we just have longer individual episodes a little bit. Yeah, any other thoughts on the tournament overall, Mike?
I think it would have been interesting had we maybe thrown in if each challenger could bring in one friend, so to speak, like Megatron and Starscream, or Megatron and Soundwave, Shredder.
That would have tipped the favor big time to Cobra Commander.
Yeah. But no, he gets one.
I know, but he could have brought Serpentor in. And
he wouldn't bring Serpentor. He hates Serpentor.
Yeah, but
maybe Deathstroke.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not saying who he'd want to, but I'm saying if he's smart, he would bring him in, because that guy is on par with all these guys. Whereas,
you're telling me Serpentor could take out Megatron?
No, but I'm saying he could help him in a lot of different battles.
But he could command.
Compared to Skeletor bringing in, like, Beastman, that's not going to help him much.
Yeah. Well, I guess...
Shredder would have an advantage, too.
Yeah?
Bringing in Krang.
So, yeah, I mean, this is... Thoughts for next year, but this was fun, though.
How about you, Neil? Thoughts overall on this tournament, how it played out?
I would have put, like, Magic on one side and... the tech guys on the other. I think that was suggested on an earlier show. But I would have, like, if I had to substitute one character, I would have taken Psykill out, and I would have replaced him with Britai from Robotech. Because gotcha. Britai is the same size as Megatron, and he took on three Valkyries at the same time. That's Jetfire from the Transformers franchise.
Yeah.
So that would have been interesting. Whereas Psykill was just kind of a grease spot after like 3 seconds.
Not to be one-sided and not to be, you know, give point to Kevin's argument from last week, but you could have put head Megatron versus Galvatron.
Oh, jeez.
And we did have basically Magic against Tech side by side. The only crossover there was Mumra being on the one side. Otherwise, it did play out like that. Because you had Skeletor, Hordak, King Zarkon, Venger, and all of them on the one side. So it was just Mumra, really, that could have been switched, I guess, to make that happen. But, yeah, there's definitely a lot of other interesting choices. I had a villain list much larger, but some people just don't recognize some of those old 80s villains as much. I know some of these guys are even stretches for people.
Such as who?
I mean, when
anybody from Blackstar, in my case, I never even saw that cartoon.
No, I'm just talking about like if you go into like, you know, like Bionic Six or the
right,
you know, some of those other cartoons. Like, I have a whole list of 80s heroes, and I'm like, ooh, I don't know if people will recognize this person or that person, because there were probably three or four people that on a bracket out of our 16 that people had questions of as to who they were. So I was just trying to make sure that everybody knew who these characters were. So that's something to take into consideration, too, as we go forward.
Steve, thoughts?
I mean, granted, I wasn't particularly knowledgeable in all of the characters, but I did give fair enough of where I thought some of them would rank, despite whether I liked a character or not. I tried to give them all equal ground the best I could. But I would say that, yes, some of the characters did get a little shafted because they weren't very well known, and people are going to go after the ones that are still, for instance, current with today's media, yeah, or new versions of whatever it may be. So, I mean, yeah, a lot of them are going to get shafted in the process, but I can agree too that, yeah, some of them were a little lopsided having tech against magic, and it, you know, early on, I think that kind of threw things off. But it's definitely a learning experience for the next one. Especially with some future tournament ideas that we have floating around in our
heads.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And this is not going to be something that's just done yearly. This is going to happen very often. Basically, our plan, to give you kind of a nutshell, is we will do our regular, if you're used to our regular Wars episodes, like when we did Thundercats versus Silverhawks or Star Wars versus Star Trek. It's basically almost like a five-on, five-off type thing, where we'll do, you know, four or five of those regular episodes, and then we'll throw another tournament at you, do that for five episodes, and then go back to the regular. So it's going to be alternating back and forth throughout the year, so you will see many more tournaments to come. And we have lots of ideas for them.
Yes, we do.
And I don't know if we want to... Mike, did you give your final thoughts?
Overall, I'm pretty happy with it. I'm kind of glad it was magic versus technology. You could almost put any other... I mean, you could have put Skeletor versus Monstar. You could have put Skeletor versus Mumra in the final. You could have put Hordak versus what was on the other side. You know what would have been interesting? Because Hordak seems, even though I know he's not human, he's more of an alien.
Mm-hmm.
You could have put Hordak versus Miles Mayhem and see what the hell happens there.
Oh, Hordak would have destroyed.
Not him. Saying that Miles would ever make it to the finals, but I'm just saying, like, if you ever match those two up, that would have been an interesting. But what I think is, as was stated earlier, we started out with kind of really one-sided, not necessarily because of popularity or people didn't know them, but it's like people have this knee-jerk reaction of whatever they like, not necessarily that it's popularity, but whatever that they like, of they'll look at something like Monstar versus Mumra, and if it's a Thundercats fan, doesn't matter what they think or what they analyze it as, their first gut reaction is, oh, Mumra, hands down. And none of us even thought that Mumra would make it past. Everyone thought that Monstar would have beaten Mumra.
I would say we did a good job as far as the records of somewhat keeping our bias in check, keeping our favorites and our, you know, that type of stuff. And we somewhat broke it down and really tried to decide, even if it was someone we liked, why they would lose or why they would win. And I did like that as the tournament progressed, the comments on the website began to give scenarios. People, you know, started coming up with ways this person would win or ways that person would win. And that's where the fun really comes in, is in the discussion in the comments there, where people actually draw out, you know, possible ways that this goes down. And so hopefully that'll carry over into our next tournament, and we can get that right from round one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, I think it was fun. I think it's a good way to start this whole thing off, and I'm definitely looking forward to all the ideas we have. And, for anyone that's complaining or wanting more of a voice, you will have more of a voice in future tournaments.
And also to tease something that most will not know about unless they visit the website before this process, there is now a GCRN forums.
Yeah,
so we can have discussions there as well.
So for full-on discussions, instead of just the episode discussions on the website, you have both options now, so you can piss and moan in multi-posting fashion.
Yes, exactly. So what are we... Did we decide what we were going to do next episode?
Well, we're going to keep a few things kind of sealed as far as our regular war episodes, but there are going to be a couple back going. Like I said, we're going to go back to the standard, just one thing versus another thing. There's going to be a variety of topics that we're going to cover here before we get to our next tournament. But the big news for everybody out there that's listening or that took part in this tournament or has any interest in these tournaments is the fact that we are, brace yourself, Mr. Blanchard, we are releasing Control.
No, we're not.
When it comes to our next tournament topic.
Okay, that's fine. I don't care. But
we are taking our grip off of the thing, and we are giving it over to the fans to decide what our next tournament will be.
Well, technically, we choose the top 10 options.
We've narrowed it down to 10 options, and we are letting the fans vote on.
And then whatever the most popular three are is what we will decide from after that.
And are we revealing those 10 choices for him now?
Sure, why not?
All right, so kind of to go on the flip side of what we just did, it seems like an obvious choice that some people might want to now look at classic 80s heroes. So that is option number one. We're talking about, you know, Optimus Prime and Lion-O and your classic 80s heroes, so we can do that. That's your first option to vote on.
Now, I have a question about this. How are we going to put the turtles in there? Because
well, that's
we
something would... that will be decided later. But
okay, but, yeah, I was going to say
we're talking about, you know, He-Man, right. Optimus Prime, Duke, Quicksilver, Brave Star, you know, all those guys. So that's what the tournament would be if you want to go with that option. The second option would be a Marvel DC hero tournament. Mm-hmm. So that would be all your heroes, your main heroes from Marvel and DC comics. Your third choice would be the flip side of that: Marvel and DC villains. So we're doing a lot of heroes and villains in this first half of your choices. Next up, you could choose Disney villains. We're talking about Ursula, Cruella de Vil, Jafar, Scar, Captain Hook, those types of characters, all in a battle royale. On the flip side of...
No, I'm sorry, hold on, Stop. Jafar and Maleficent in the finals. They kiss and get her pregnant.
Why would you suggest that?
My mind just went to bad places.
That's
I'm glad my mind's blank.
Let me get back on track here. So we have 80s heroes, we have the Marvel DC heroes, we have the Marvel DC villains, we have Disney villains. Flip that around, we have Disney heroes. So your first five are all villains and heroes. Disney heroes, obviously we're talking about all the flip side, you know, Aladdin and Ariel and stuff like that. All right, once you get past all those villains and heroes, your other five options are, we're doing action stars. We're talking about freaking Chuck Norris and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Jean-Claude Van Damme, all those guys going at it in a tournament of who is the baddest badass. So that's your sixth choice. Now we're going to get crazy. I love this one. I hope it gets votes. The seventh choice is food mascots. We're talking Trix the Rabbit against the Kool-Aid Man, against Tony the Tiger, against Chester Cheetah, against Captain Crunch.
And these guys are going to fight.
Yes.
Yes.
It's a battle royale.
I would love to see somebody take all their asses. I would love to see somebody take like sprites of these and have them in a and replace them in a battle game.
This would for sure be a 32 tournament because I have at least 32 of them already in mind. All right. After that, we have a option for Looney Tunes characters.
We're talking
about Daffy Duck going against Elmer Fudd, Yosemite Sam, Bugs Bunny, all of them. That would be a 16-man tournament. And then your other options here are Nintendo icons. Talking Pac-Man against Mega Man, against Mario, against Sonic, Kirby, all those guys.
Sonic is not Nintendo.
Well,
technically he's third-party independent, but I can get into that in more detail.
That type of stuff. Anyways, that's the type. I don't think that one was just Nintendo. It was more video game icon. Right. And then the last one is an epic franchise throwdown where we just have franchises going against each other. Obviously, this is not more like a battle one-on-one type thing. This is just a which franchise is better type thing. So we're talking Star Trek, Star Wars, Lord of the Rings, Doctor Who, James Bond, stuff like that. Going against each other. That one's a little trickier, a little bit more abstract, but those are your 10 options for what our next tournament would be? Thoughts going around the table, campaign for which one you want there, Birdman?
I would do Marvel versus DC. However, you're going to have to put a lot of caveats on it because different power levels at different eras and who's writing animated or comic book only. Yeah, there's a lot of these I'm actually totally down for. So definitely keep me interested. I like the 80s heroes. I got a few suggestions I'd like to throw in. Captain Power, stuff like that. Yeah.
What the hell is that? He ain't popular.
You are fired.
Can't fire me from a network I fucking created or helped create.
Yeah, there is a lot here.
How would She-Ra stack up with those 80s heroes?
Well,
they would gang rape her, probably.
That's terrible, and you should never say that again. You just went there. Anyway, enough about rape culture. Yeah, there's a lot of really cool things. The video game one, I have to be a part of that one for sure. I am surrounded by 4,000 games at the current moment, so I might know a thing or two. So yeah, like I said, there's a lot of really cool ideas there. I'd almost like to see a battle of just armies. And what I mean by that, like foot soldiers versus Cobra Commandos and the Daleks versus the Borg. You know, there's all sorts of really weird shit like that.
Yeah, that would definitely be an interesting, like, alien race type. Or like I said, just armies, classic armies. I myself am most excited. I mean, obviously, 80s heroes would be cool. I love the 80s and whatnot. But I think for some reason, the food mascots would be funny.
Yes.
And I really kind of think the idea of a Disney villain tournament would be cool.
I think that the next two tournaments should be something completely different from what we did this time. So say, because the way the tournaments are going to play out is the next tournament will be episodes 15 to 20 of the podcast. Say we did the food mascots there, and then later we did the Disney villains.
Fans
and then maybe,
choosing, sir.
I understand that, but I'm just saying.
Still cannot release control.
Shut up. I can give my damn opinion if I want. What I'm saying is, I want the listeners to keep in mind that we want to do something completely different from what we just did. And if we end up doing 80s heroes, it's going to be the same thing. It's going to be, oh, hey, who do I know that's popular?
Take out the popular people then.
Oh,
Steve, what are your thoughts on some of these potential possibilities for our
I could go any way with any of them. I mean, I'm excited to see which one gets chose by the listeners. I mean, I'll be fine if they decide to choose, you know, 80s again, or if they choose the action stars. I think the food one, the food mascots would be the most interesting.
Well, because it's not going to be about, like, there's no Megatron in there, you know?
There's no powers. It's just, it's you know, whatever their commercial happens to be. I mean, that's just, and you're not even fighting whether you like the cereal or not. You're fighting over, you know, their actions that you see them doing when they're animated.
I am taking the odds on the Kool-Aid man, though. I'm just saying.
Ooh, yeah. And then he busts through the wall.
I'm giving it to Chester Cheetah because he can summon objects out of midair.
That's true.
He's got the slapping machine.
I remember in the old days of Yahoo Messenger and Yahoo Chat, there used to be an emoticon that said, "Hey, Kool-Aid," and slams into the brick wall.
Neil, what are your thoughts on some of these possibilities?
I'm digging the food mascot one too. The first thing that came to mind was Twinkie the Kid taking on like the hamburger helper glove.
that would be hilarious.
I just want to see Count Chocula go against Frankenberry.
No, I want to see Count Chocula go against Sonny.
You could do one that's just all cereal, for crying out loud.
Yeah,
it almost turns out to be with a couple other crazy ones thrown in that I don't want to reveal all the ideas because I want there to be some surprises when the actual brackets get revealed.
Right.
But I think that one would be cool. Any other ones that kind of caught your eye there, Neil?
Video games.
Yeah, God, I love video games. Yeah, although I would be the dork suggesting all the obscure characters. I would get bored with Mario and Sonic, but I could play along with that. Yeah, that'd be great.
Have Mario versus Link. That would be interesting.
Well, we have Super Smash Brothers Brawl for that.
Well, yeah, but
you got to bring the noise with like Cloud from Final Fantasy versus like Commander Shepard or some shit like that.
Yeah, that would have to be a decision that would be made if you're going more of the kid friendly characters or if you're actually bringing in real like fighting
Kratos, the God of War.
That would be unfair.
See, I'd want to bring in Bomberman.
There you go.
Mega Man, bitch.
God, that's, we could do that. We could have all the Mega Man villain tournament. We could have the Mega Man villain tournament. Just have all the villains go against each other.
Anyone else have any thoughts before we move on?
I like puppies.
I like puppies. That's cool. I thought we were talking about cats before.
Hey, idea.
Wait. Mike's got an idea. What's your idea?
What about the cutest 80s starlets?
We did have a lot of different ideas. I had ideas for fictional, like, all fictional cats or fictional dogs or, like, sidekicks. Like, you know, your annoying little sidekick on every cartoon.
Like, I'm thinking you take people, like, say... Like, look at all the really cute Scream Queens for me. Look at all the really cute action ladies.
We did have an idea for geek, the like a Geek Babe tournament.
Totally down for that, man.
So that may be something we explore in a future tournament as well. But Steve, can you give them any information as far as what they're doing, as far as where they go to vote on this?
For one, I will be posting this in the sidebar on the main website. It will also be in... the champions location on the 80s villains wars tournament bar at the very top. I will leave that up there until we figure out what our next tournament is. So that will be basically the rotating bar for the tournaments. It'll be under the champ button. I will also have it, like I said, in the side menu, along with our new GCRN forums button. So just look for those and, also, we can continue the debate on why we should have certain ones within the forum.
Excellent.
Awesome. All right. Well, that's going to do it for this episode of GCRN Wars. You'll have to tune in next time to see what our next Ultimate Battle Royale will be, because apparently none of us can agree on a friggin' topic. So, for now, I am TFG and Mike with...
TV's Mr. Neil.
Mike the Birdman Dodd. Oh, fuck. Sorry.
Oh, fuck. Mike, Dodd, Neil, Kevin, Steve.
Why do we always do this and there's never a fucking order?
For now, I am TFG and Mike with...
SpaghettiOs.
TV's Mr. Neil.
Optimus Solo.
Kermit the Frog.
Hi-ho. Hi-ho.
We'll catch you next time. Unleash the geek in you.
Maybe. They've got big fucking tacos?
Whoops, sorry. I got excited, sorry.
But this time I shall not be denied. Now, Decepticons, each of you must contribute a power chip rectifier to the exchange furnace.
But I need my power chip rectifier. Besides, the Cybertron Code of Combat requires each warrior to fight as he is, without additional reinforcement. You wouldn't want to cheat, would you, Megatron?
I will win by any means, at any cost. Even if it means terminating you, Starscream.
I was only raising a legal point.
I am not concerned with technicalities. Only victory interests me.
You've just listened to... GCRN Wars on GeekCastRadio.com. If you would like to leave feedback on the show, there are many ways to do so. You can visit the website, GeekCastRadio.com, where you can comment on the episode in all of our different podcasts. Be sure to rate our show on iTunes and leave us feedback. Follow us on Twitter at GeekCastRadio. Become a fan of us on Facebook by searching GeekCast Radio Network. You can email us at feedback@geekcastradio.com. Call the voicemail line 502-526-5821. Please remember to tell us the show you were leaving the message for and your name. So until next time, unleash the geek in you.